Well, Philip sampled Peter. These are computer today's date is 08/29/2022. Dictation is 4. Daniel Luke. Luke spells L-U-K-E. Daniel spells D-A-N-I-E-L-L-E. Date of birth is 01/23/1997. This is a 25-year-old female. Here for follow-up from the emergency room period. Next paragraph. Patient stated that she was seen in the emergency room on 08/26/2022, diagnosed with gastroenteritis and diarrhea. Stated in the ER, she had extensive evaluation, including CBC, CMP, a pregnancy test, and these were all unremarkable. She stated that she was sent home with Phenagen, and her symptoms have not resolved. She indicated that she called, and the emergency room provider advised her to come see us. She may have an infectious process so she can obtain antibiotics, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies fever. Next line, she reports crampy abdominal pain. She said pain is diffuse. Next line, she says she's been eating normal food. She has not made any adjustment in her diet since she was seen in the ER and has continued to eat, namely burgers, dairy products, hot dogs, and similar type of foods, period. She says every time she eats, very shortly after, she will experience diarrhea. She denies blood in her stool, period. Next paragraph. Past history, depression. Next line, anxiety. Next line, ADHD. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, correction. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history. She reports tobacco use. She reports alcohol use. Denies drug use. Next paragraph, medication, levothyroxine. Next line, Vyvanse. Next line, sertraline. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, family history, none. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, and mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure is 121/76. Pulse 87. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck. Full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Brain. Next paragraph, respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. She has very active bowel sounds. No visible peristalsis, no peritoneal signs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort to range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves to return as normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number 1 is infectious diarrhea, number 2 is gastroenteritis, number 3 is abdominal pain, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a lengthy discussion. She was educated about her condition. She was advised on the BRATS diet. I explained what the BRAT diet is. I educated her extensively on the BRAT diet. She was sent home with the following: Cipro, 500 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Bentil, 20 milligrams, 1 PO TID for 7 days, number 21. She was advised to increase fluids, to avoid dairy products, to come back to the clinic of course, or go to the nearest emergency room if you're closed. End of dictation.